Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The Panthers back on the practice ice today. They did give the day off to Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, and Aaron Ekblad. Some rumblings the Cats could change one of their later lines. Lamborghini was out there with the fourth line today, so we could see Ryan Lomberg and that tremendous hair back out in action.
He hasn't been playing?
No.
No, bro. Every time I see Lomberg going into the leaving the locker room after the game, all decked out in his three-piece.
He's well-dressed.
Very well-dressed.
He's well-dressed. But every once in a while, you need to reach into the bag for the Lamborghini to cause a spark. So
I miss him so much.
He just missed that hair.
That hair's great. Great hockey hair.
I just think he's great as, I don't know. Everything he does is just great.
Relax.
Handsome.
Yeah, relax, J-Fig. Wow.
I didn't mean it in any kind of way, guys. Relax.
He seemed a little flummoxed.
Very excited.
It was like,
I am excited. I really
Gatorade.
He's like one of my favorite players.
See you, Gabe Vincent.
Jeez, quench your thirst. Like, Jesus. Caleb Martin, goodbye.
See, Gabe who?
No. Gabe and Caleb will never be by, okay?
What do you think is going to happen today, Leroy? I'm on Cleveland Sports Radio later today, which, big mistake by them.
With who?
I don't know. Whoever 92.3 is, whoever their afternoon host is. But they want to talk Chris Quinn to the Cavs, because their reports are that Chris Quinn is a very strong candidate and has reportedly been getting pushed behind the scenes by Dwayne Wade to Cavs brass.
Yeah.
Of course, D. Wade, a very strong relationship with Spider. They're trying to get Spider to sign this extension. You sign Little Spolstra, then all of a sudden, you know, maybe Donovan Mitchell has some faith because he didn't like the last coach.
Let me see. 92.
92.3.
You don't know who?
I'm going on at 4, so over there, 4 o'clock-ish host is whoever afternoon is.
Is it?
Let's see.
You don't even know who you're going on with?
Nah. It says some guy named Keith, the assistant PD, says, hey, 92.3, the fan in Cleveland. Hope you're doing great. Would you come on after your show today and talk Chris Quinn? I said, of course. They don't know what they're in for.
Oh, my God. They actually have – wait. Can I ask a question? A Cleveland show.
Yep.
Sent you a message.
Yep.
Knowing that you do a show with me.
Yeah. I don't know.
They got no love for you, kid.
I want you to tell them.
Yep.
That Leroy Horde said you could kick the sharpest of rocks.
Unfollow them.
I'll let them know.
I'm trying to see who is it.
92.3 the fan full schedule.
I'm trying to think.
Let me see. Afternoon drive on the fan. Who the hell are their hosts? Just two guys two intangibles. I don't know. It doesn't say their names.
Who?
Could it be guys filling in for someone?
No.
That's one of those names you give a show just so.
I'm trying to think. Because I know a lot of the guys.
It literally just says afternoon drive. Nick Wilson and Dustin Fox.
Oh, I know Dustin. I know Dustin. Tell him I say Leroy said kick rocks.
Do you follow him?
No, I don't follow
him. I don't, but I will tell Dustin Fox that Leroy says, hey, Fox, kick rocks.
Of course he'd have to make
I
it.
I am happy.
I think he also does TV, though.
Toby! I am, I'm happy for Chris Quinn that he's getting the push because, you know, J.J. Redick had his official interview with the Lakers this weekend. And by official interview, I mean, like, let's just get this over with and make J.J. Redick the Lakers coach. I mean, we know this is complete farce, not a real interview process. I don't even think they ever wanted the UConn coach. That's why they gave him that fake deal.
$70 million is not fake, dude.
This is the seventh highest paid coach. What are you doing? You want to lure him or not?
For someone who's tired of J.J. Redick, you sure bring him
tired
up.
Tired of him. I mean, yes. You're not sick of J.J. Redick,
hey,
J-Fig?
Vlad.
White
Hold on. Vlad, did you think of J.J. Redick today?
Hell no.
I mean, he's in the news. You know.
Jennifer, did you think about J.J. Redick today?
I only think of him when I see him on TV.
Which is all the time, right?
No.
On two occasions. Every night and day.
Right. Every night, every day when you bring him up.
What do you mean?
That's a huge problem, dude. Tobin thinks of
J.J. Redick on two occasions.
It's just
every night and day.
Yeah, but you would agree. I mean, like, it's
just like, wait, and you can't start a conversation like this. Here's what's, I got nothing against this guy, but enough with J.J. Redick. Like, yeah. You do have something against him.
Well, I do it for two reasons. One, it's enough of him already. And two, like, let's give a little bit more respect to Chris Quinn. That's why.
You're giving him so much attention just by bringing him up.
Right.
Honestly.
I hope they say something like this. We were really on the fence about it, but then that guy Tobin in Florida started talking about him so much, we figured we had to get him.
I don't think that's what happened.
Oh, rent-free in your head?
It's kind of like he's more like a squatter, you know? Like it's like
you don't want
I don't want him there, but he's just like it's nonstop. He's just squatting.
Call the brain police to get him out of your head.
Dude's got squatters. Right?
But check this out. Even if he's a squatter, he does have a space.
Yeah, but like he's living rent.
And you do nothing.
His mail is being sent to Tobin's head.
If he's a squatter, he's also living rent-free.
A squatter is a stealer. Boston. You're not supposed to be living rent-free if you're squatting.
But you are living rent-free.
I don't like that.
As your brain has sent the message out, is why is this guy always in my brain?
The point is, Chris Quinn deserves more respect.
The point is that we've boxed you in today.
I don't feel like I am boxed in. I would agree.
Vladimir, you know what to do.
I'll take it. But the thing is like with J.J. Redick, it's the thing with J.J. Redick is it's just enough of him already. Like, I don't want this to be the case, but it does need to be pointed out. Don't you guys realize there's been a lot of J.J. Redick lately?
No, only you.
I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one who's noticed just an overwhelming amount of J.J. Redick.
No, just you.
Let me hit the.
And in fairness, you brought him up, not me.
Dave South said Toba got a J.J. headache.
I tried to go in and watch Hulu. Who's the show about J.J. Redick?
Point. Hey, by the way, can I clear something up?
What's that?
Heat Coat. A lot of people have been sending me this message. Leroy knows a lot of players on that infamous Viking party.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about on the boat. I was not on that team for the 1,000th time.
Didn't mean you didn't get the invite.
I was here.
Where?
South Florida.
Oh, the boat party wasn't down here?
No, it was in Minnesota.
It was in Minnesota, and I wasn't
even on the team
anymore.
I heard it was on a bye week down here and Davey.
No, that you're getting that mixed up with the Giants.
I heard it was at the Leroy Horde Davey Marina.
No, it was not. Hey, nope.
You're hiding at Marina from us, Leroy?
I heard that there was a...
First of all...
You weren't that anonymous player who said, Astron, assemble!
Hey, first of all, I don't even do strip clubs, so... Me being on a boat with the strippers on the boat ain't gonna work.
Really? That seems exact. Like DoorDash stripper seems like right up your alley because you don't have to go there.
So we just say,
Cinnamon's coming here, but she's on a moped.
Shit, he don't like those. He does not like those.
Cinnamon. Let's give it up for Cinnamon. She works strictly off your generosity.
Tangray on the satellite stage.
Tangray. Wait, even though with the little side stage.
Oh, of course I know what the side. I know it's called satellite. It's called the satellite stage. Satellite stage.
My goodness, man.
Topeka, you're up next.
How did we get here?
We got here by J.J. Redick, which is like, you know, it's enough.
Hey, don't forget Crystal.
There's always a Crystal in
Who really did start? Who was on that boat party?
McKinney.
McKinney. That seems like it's McKinney.
Come on, it's McKinney.
That's McKinney. It does make sense.
Hey. Listen. First of all, if you play in any type of organization or something like that, don't get in trouble as a group. Right? Because they're going to be 17 different versions of the story, and y'all all going to get in trouble. If you're going to get in some trouble, like that, be solo. Uh-uh. No.
There's going to be one guy who screws it up for everybody.
Yes. Yes. And that's what happened.
One guy's going to mess up.
Cause... One guy say, hey, I was just on the boat for the chicken wings. I wasn't into all that. You know, somebody going to backtrack to get out of that. No, don't. No. It sounds great. It sounds like, you know, everything, you know, oh, we're going to hang out as a group. We're going to do this, whatever. Nope. No. Sparkle. Always a sparkle.
Always a sparkle, dude.
Yep.
Mercedes.
Not to be confused with Robbie.
Mercedes. Mm-hmm. Always a Mercedes.
What about a star?
What do you mean?
Star.
Nah, yeah. It don't sound good.
There's always, you know what else there is? Isn't there always like a precious?
Yep.
Well, No. Depends on which club you're going to.
Yeah.
If it's an intangible club, ain't no precious. But if there's
no precious intangible club, but you gotta go back in the cut.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, precious. Yeah. She's precious.
Schmeathan says if Tobin was a dancer, he'd be Sprinkles. I think it's a great name, Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
Everybody wipes Sprinkles to the stage.
Dude.
You a big Sprinkle.
Hey, you know, let me tell you something. Here's what I learned. You know what time of entertainment you're going to have based on when you go. Okay? If you go to the strip club for their lunch buffet, you're going to get lunch buffet strippers.
Some good food, right? Man. Some good food.
There's got to be some that swap schedules though, every now
what?
And then.
Why?
It's the afternoon into the evening shift. Yeah, that's the shift you want.
There's got to be a stripper they bring in like Ryan Lomberg that just they haven't had on the bed, but like she brings the fire to the stage.
Oh, they
you
have
know?
Guest strippers.
Yeah.
They have guest strippers. Like,
you know what they called?
Feature?
Mothers. They're called mothers whose kids are getting off school at 3:30 and they got to go pick them up.
Trying to beat the daycare rush?
They're trying to beat the daycare rush. That's what that's called.
What's wrong with you guys?
Hey, ain't nobody spoken untruth yet. So, like, I don't know what, like.
I don't know. I'm not lying in. Yeah, they're called mothers.
Take a break back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 here on the program. I'm trying to fix my camera, JJ. It's stuck.
Okay, thank you. Meanwhile, Vlados were great dance moves.
He did. He did put forth great moves.
Hey, listen, you know when that song comes on, that's when the girls start dancing.
That's true.
All right, Elaine.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
So did you notice, Leroy, this was probably bigger news than the game.
Although, you've had enough of J.J. Redick? Yes.
I have had enough of J.J. Redick.
Now you brought him up.
Although we're going to get more of him. I mean, trust me, if he becomes the Lakers head coach, we're going to get him every day. It's going to be J.J.
We already get him every day on the show.
Every day, Jennifer. And you want to know something? You're not going to love it when he doesn't play your guy, Gabe Vincent.
Can we talk about that?
Talk about what?
How every time the Lakers sign a Heat player, they never play a game. Yeah. They hardly play a game.
You mean Kendrick Nunn, Gabe Vincent?
Kendrick Nunn, Gabe Vincent, yeah.
It's tough.
They get the money, but they hardly play.
I don't think Kendrick Nunn did get the money. I don't remember what he got from them. I don't remember. But, yes, that has been noticeable. But with the Game 4 being a stinker, talked about that. But Charles Barkley decided that night that he wanted to let everybody know he's calling it quits after this season. He's going to do one more season of broadcasting, Leroy, and then he claims he's retiring from TV. There's been a lot of discussion about the inside the NBA and the end of TNT's run. A lot of people believe this is going to be the end for them. NBC and Amazon are getting into the NBA game, and that's going to be no more Ernie, Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq. And so Charles Barkley, he went on NBA TV after the game and said, I'm done.
Yeah, I've been thinking, guys, I want to say this because you guys are my family. I really love TNT, all the people who work here, NBA television. You guys have been great to me for 24 years, and I just want to say thank you to my entire NBA family. I love you guys. You know, there's been a lot of noise around our network the last few months. And I just want to say, I've talked to all the other networks, but I ain't going nowhere other than TNT. But I have made the decision myself, no matter what happens, next year is going to be my last year on television. And I just want to say thank you to my NBA family. You guys have been great to me. My heart is full with joy and gratitude. But I'm going to pass the baton at the end of next year. I hope the NBA stays with TNT. But for me personally, I wanted you guys to hear from me, because I'm not doing any more interviews. Don't y'all be calling me. Nobody calling me. I'm not talking about this again, but I wanted to tell my NBA and NBA TV and TNT family that I'm not going to another network, but I'm going to pass the baton to either Jamal Crawford or Vince Carter or you, Steve. But next year, I'm going to just retire after 25 years, and I just want to say thank you, and I wanted y'all to hear from me first.
There you go. Charles Barkley on NBA TV. Post game after game four, Leroy, what do you make of Chuck's surprise retirement? Not going to follow the NBA wherever they go. He's done talking.
I don't think it's I don't find it that shocking. I just think Chuck does what he wants to do, and he has that right. In 25 years, you know, he figured it's long enough. Go and enjoy, you know, however many years you got left on this earth, go enjoy and go try to figure out that golf thing. Because all these years of golf, you ain't figured that thing out.
Wasn't he almost a LIV golf analyst?
I don't know. But I played with Chuck when he didn't have that hitch.
He was better? He was
pretty good, yeah.
What happened?
He told the story why. He said his swing was really fast, right? And so a lot of times when your swing is fast, they tell you to take it to the top and pause to give your body a chance to catch up with your swing and then go. And he took that and it became a glitch in his swing. So when he starts his downswing, he would stop and he could never.
I don't buy it.
He could never break. What do you mean?
I don't buy his return. He's retiring. I think this is a classic Brett Favre boxer retirement. I think he's saying that now because he doesn't want to leave TNT, and I think someone's going to come with a big giant Brinks
truck.
Can
I say this?
And he'll be with somebody.
Can I say this?
Yep.
The right amount haven't been put at his desk yet.
Exactly, dude.
Absolutely.
Because what are your other plays if you're Charles Barkley? What do you say? I'm retiring. Don't leave. Don't bother me. A little hard to get for old Chuck.
Chuck got to be 65. But
did he not say the other day that if Inside the NBA was not on TNT, he'll just get his own production company and just
he did mention
it.
Something
so
like that.
So how do we go from that to now?
Maybe realize that's not an easy thing to do. I don't know.
He's also 61, by the way.
61.
61.
Wow. I didn't know he was that close to me.
Yeah. 61 for old Chuck.
Yeah, he'll be on Dan Patrick's show talking about it next week. Let's stop.
Don't bother me.
Wink. Let's not do that.
Don't bother me. I said don't bother me, Dan Patrick. I'm busy. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Well, from one classic broadcaster to a man who's starting his career broadcasting this year, Tom Brady. He is going into a sport that he hates, football, because he told Yahoo Sports that the quarterbacking sucks now.
I think the quarterbacking has gone backwards a little bit in the NFL. I don't think it's improved. I don't think the teaching's improved. I think maybe the physical fundamentals might be a little bit improved because there's better information out there for quarterbacks to study on mechanics. But I don't think quarterbacks are really field generals right now like they used to be. It's a broad statement, certainly, but I had total control. I had all the tools I needed. I was coached that way. I was developed to have the tools that I needed to go on the field so that whenever something came up, I had the right play, the right formation, the right audible, the right check at the line to ultimately take control of the 11 guys on offense and get us into a good positive play. I saw the same thing on defense. I think now there's this try to control element from the sideline between the coaches where they want to have the control and they're not teaching and developing the players the right tools so they can go out on the field and make their own decisions that are best suited for the team.
I'm sick of Brady.
You're J.J. Redick?
Yeah, that's my
thing. Think about this. Can I say this?
Yeah.
What he just said is exactly why we love Paul Maurice. Now, take what Paul Maurice says and put it in that context, meaning that Paul Maurice says, hey, I don't do any work. All the stuff I did was prepare them and give them the tools to go out there on the ice. Once they get on the ice, it's their job. They know what to do. They have belief in one another. They have good leaders on that team. And so I know when they go on the ice, they got everything under control. That is exactly what Tom Brady just said. You see what I'm saying? Whereas now, a quarterback could go into a game, look over to the sideline. Even in college, the coach holds up a card or gives a signal or something like that because of what's going on the field. Mm-hmm. And that role has been taken away from a quarterback. Now, what that does is if you have a smart enough defense on the other side, if they make the changes correctly or at the right time, you don't have time to look to the sideline. So you better prepare that quarterback to be able to make adjustments on the go. And so, yeah, I agree with what he's saying. I would say the overall position of quarterback has become more athletic, stronger arms, stronger mechanics, can make more. There's more quarterbacks that make more throws, right? But I'll say to some extent, it's a little different. And a lot of things, because some of these quarterbacks can always pick up the ball and run, or some of them are built like Moose, right? Like Josh Allen, where he can just pat the ball until somebody gets open, which was the same thing that Roethlisberger used to do. You have guys that hold on to the ball a really long time. So there's some truth. There's a lot of truth into what he's saying. I won't necessarily put it on the actual quarterback, though. He didn't put it on the quarterback.
Now, it sounds like it's more on the coaches being control freaks.
Right. Exactly. Ask Dan Marino. Go ask all these other quarterbacks that came up in the 80s and 90s. The coach empowered them to go on the field and be field generals.
I am curious. This is one thing. Like, I am curious if Tom Brady's going to go out there and he's going to rip anybody to shreds, because, you know, all we get really from Tony Romo is drooling over Josh Allen.
Here's how he would do that, though. Here's how he would do it. He would put it in the context of when he was playing. And this is where you'll know what the difference is between him and other quarterbacks. And is that, hey, if I was in this position, I would just be able to do this, this, and this. I don't know if that quarterback has that kind of latitude to be able to do this or the knowledge to go to this other protection or route. You see what I mean? Like, on every team I played for, there were routes being changed and players changed all the time, and the only thing the coach did was send in a play.
Mm-hmm.
So we had leaders on our team, like Randy and Chris Carter, used to switch positions when one of them got tired all the time. And the defense thought this was a new scheme. And it was just one guy was tired of running a nine route. That's it.
Classic Leroy taking shots at defense again.
But, dude, they don't remember plays and concepts. All they remember is plays. They don't remember concepts. So, yeah. Yeah. Look, next time you watch a game, I want you to watch the defense. Is the defense, is it more important for the defense to stop the play or let everybody in the stadium know they know what the play is and which way it's going, right?
So you think they just can't help?
I mean, yo, this way. But if I know what you're doing, I ain't going to tell you. I'm just going to bust you in the mouth. But they got to let everybody know that they the smartest person on the field and know which way the ball is going.
Bunch of Elon Musk out
there. Next time you watch a game, Vlad, Jennifer, next time y'all watch a game,
Watch how many times the linebacker or somebody on the defensive line coming this way.
I don't like what
coming this way.
I don't. There's a lot of intricacies to defense, and I feel like you're taking shots at them. You do this all the time. I don't like that.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you. No, I'm not.
Take a break. Play a little All Right On Note to close things out after this.
We've made it easy to listen to WQAM. Just download the free Odyssey app to listen to all of our shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool Rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Reminder, if you guys want to win tickets to Blink 182 this week, they're going to be at the Kaseya Center on Friday. We'll give away another pair of tickets tomorrow to this show. So stay tuned for that. Their special guest is Pierce the Veil. It's a Live Nation show. Panthers, their Stanley Cup final run continues tomorrow. You, of course, can listen to that game right here. 8 o'clock is your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. And every single game can be heard on your home for the Panthers, 560 WQAM, and always free and live on the Odyssey app. The news today out of practice, Paul Maurice hinting that there could be some changes to the fourth line, possibly Ryan Lomberg getting inserted into it. They did not have a great performance in their last game. So you had the Lamborghini, rev things up, and check that on out. RVA Richie wants to know, where can you hear your interview today, Tobes, on Cleveland Sports Radio? Odyssey app. It'll be on 92.3 in Cleveland. So there you go. Let's get to a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out here on a Monday. Ah. Football-y. All right. Let's get to it. Our All Right. Oh, no. My All Right goes to Gervonta Tank Davis. He had a thrilling knockout in the eighth round in a fight that was close. It did feel like after like the fourth round, Frank Martin kind of ran out of tricks. It was on the scorecards. It was a close fight. I think Tank was up on just a point on most cards at the time, but Frank Martin kind of ran out of footwork. You know, like Jaime Jaquez. You ever? It's exactly what happened though. Like. You know,
he
like
got tired then.
He basically got, it's just like, oh, it's exhausting. I keep going into the corner and I have to turn. And, you know, he didn't have any power to really bother Gervonta Davis. So he just kind of ran out of steam. And then Gervonta, you know, he trapped him in a corner again. And then as he gets him on the ropes, boom, you get him with an uppercut and then just a flush left and night-night all she wrote. That was it. He did that thing where, like, the shoulders are up, but the body won't get up. Like, the ref's getting to eight, and he goes, this isn't going to happen, is it? So, Tank Davis continues his run. He gets my all right. A lot of rumblings that he's going to be taking on Lomachenko in November, Leroy. That's a good fight.
That's a great one.
It's a good fight. Vasily Lomachenko and Gervonta Davis fighting possibly in November. So, that got that to look forward to. Guys already know. This guy talked a lot of noise about the Miami Heat fans back in the day.
Oh, no.
I don't forget. You can sit there and think you're going to forget what you said in 2014, Rory McIlroy, but I'm not going to forget.
Neither did the British announcer.
Oh, she did it. Did you have her again? I love that lady. What's her name? She's great. This was her blowing it for her country.
And the only person standing in the way of a seventh American winner out of the last eight is Rory McIlroy, putting across his shadow, 3.5 feet slightly down the hill. And he's missed it. Oh, my goodness. He's just saying, Bryson, here you are. Do you want this title?
Oof. That's tough.
Here you are.
Here you are, Bryson. Here you go. Right on a silver platter. Hoish, 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 hoish. Rory McIlroy gets my oh no. Leroy?
So my all right is going to go to different kind of father is stepfathers, because what people don't realize is you have all the responsibility but none of the power, right? And it's a hard thing, and there's many men out there that have accepted that role, and have dealt with it beautifully. And my relationship with my stepson is no different than with my daughter, you know? And so, but people need to understand that, you know, when women say, "You accept me with all my luggage," that is not as easy as it sounds, right? There's a lot of difficulties that go with that. And you got to be in a certain mindset to even be able to accept that. Mm-hmm. And so shout out to all these dads, you know, because, you know, I want Fonz to have a relationship with his dad. I tell him all the time. So I don't have a problem with that. But I will say this, right? There's a lot of people who don't have a relationship with their father for whatever that dynamic may or may not be. And so y'all need to man up and just know that, you know, that's your kid. And although you're not with the woman anymore, you still got to have a relationship with your kid. So shout out to all those guys that, because it's not easy at times, right? I tell you, I used to have to get, when I bring Fonz to Cleveland, I have to get a release form to be able to, even though he's living with me and I'm, you know what I mean? So sure. It's certain things you have to deal with. So yeah, kudos to all those guys who went through it. The joy and the pleasure of going through it is no less than if he were your own. Take it from me, and we all know that who have gone through it. You.
What?
Oh, no.
Why?
There's been a couple of situations that you came in here with a game plan that you set up under false pretenses.
That's not fair.
No. You didn't know all the facts, and you came in here talking
into
about
the research.
LeBron and Bam and Clutch Sports and Dame all hanging out, and they all were in the same city for different reasons. And all you had to do, you could say that, and you could say it's sinister, but give us the facts of the situation. You hid the facts.
Facts
and
aside.
You came up with your own story.
He did that. That's to fit his own narrative.
Facts aside.
Your own narrative, you give him a game ball.
No, that's not fair. And also,
Oh, yes. Oh no.
Hey,
look at this look. Look at this look. No. Come on.
Look at that.
Come on.
No.
Come on. Look at Bam.
No.
Glenn, if we didn't have somebody here with the truth, he might have got away with it. Right?
He got away with it. But he didn't get away with it.
Exactly.
No, he would have got away with it because we didn't know.
Shout out to
you. Silly us. We just like, ooh.
They could be there for different reasons, but.
Kicking the tires on everything.
Doing the thing.
They could be there for different reasons, but they're all together for the same reason. I just don't know what that reason is. And I feel like it might be.
If you would have said that beforehand, you would have had a more valid point.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't let me.
You kept the important. You didn't know.
Oh, you bounced at me from the gate, dude.
Tobin, do not lie to me.
Go recap what you said.
Did you know that Bam and LeBron were there for practice?
I still don't know that they're there for practice. Bam might have been there for other reasons.
See, so now that's fake news, right?
I don't know that it's fake news. All I know is they are together, and I know that look on Bam's face.
What's the look?
Do you want Bam Crouton or not?
Of course.
Okay, then. What's the problem?
There is no problem. I love a Heat hobnob.
When it benefits you.
Of course.
Wouldn't that be something if he hobnobbed and went somewhere else?
Oh, that would break my heart. He would never do that to me.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What if L.A. Tobin is looking at that situation and saying, ooh, Bron out there recruiting.
John Ireland would be L.A. Tobin.
I don't know. I don't think John Ireland plays 4D chess like I do.
All right. Okay. You still get my oh no.
J-Fig, who's your all right and oh no today?
Well, my all right goes to myself and this weekend.
All right.
As a daughter, I did a great job.
You nailed Father's Day.
I nailed,
it.
Father's Day and my mom's birthday.
Oh. Ooh, when was your mom's birthday?
Happy birthday,
Mom.
On
Friday.
Mom.
All right,
thank you.
Same weekend as
on
these.
Friday,
Mama Fig, we say happy birthday.
So Mrs. T and Mama Figs share same birthday?
A couple days apart.
Really? Okay.
A couple true days apart.
Yeah, so I was able to surprise her and surprise her till the end when I was able to actually get everyone together. Mm-hmm. And that was nice because it's very hard to surprise my mother. So I was able to do that. I was able to take her to dinner and she had a great time. And my father also. And I'm anytime I can put a smile on my parents' faces, I'm able to sleep at night. So
your dad smiles?
My dad smiles.
I don't think he smiles. He might smirk.
No, I'm telling you. Just after we played dominoes, he doesn't smile. He has like this grin, right? He has like this grin, like something is going on up there. What he thinking and what he's showing is two different things. He got this grin. He don't smile.
It's the cutest grin. And my oh no goes to Tobin also.
Why?
For thinking that unfollowing the Dolphins is going to make any kind of
I stand
dent.
With Tua. I stand with Tua.
No, they're not going to notice.
Oh, they're going to notice. They notice. Okay? No, just so I'm just they'll notice. First of all, I know they're listening. And second of all, just so you guys know, I'm unfollowing you and you stay unfollowed until Tua gets paid because Tua's too nice to unfollow you. Okay, so I'm making the stink with Tua because you cheap bastards won't pay him. I want Tua to get his contract. Enough of the nonsense. It's tired of this pretty boy Trevor Lawrence gets his deal and that dopey face Jared Goff gets his deal. Where's Tua's money? Well, I'll tell you something.
Question.
No more following the Dolphins.
Can you call Stephen Ross cheap?
Cheap, dude. The dude, birds are talking. Cheap.
Oh, wait. Of all the owners in the
NFL,
I can't
co-sign that.
Stephen Ross cheap.
Cheap, he won't even look at the camera.
I can't co-sign that, Toby.
Oh, cheapski Ross.
I can't co-sign that.
What you is
got,
he?
What's this? You don't want to pay Tua. Why? Because you got caught tampering trying to replace him? I dare you not to pay him. And I already unfollowed JFig on Instagram and on Twitter.
Look, we already know a week from now you're going to follow them all over again.
A week from
and
now?
And also, you probably have the WQAM account, so you're following through there.
I don't have the account. I always ask you to post stuff because I don't. I'm locked out.
Yeah, but I sometimes just don't believe
it. JFig, I am a man. Let me tell you something. Old Tobes, I'm a man of honor, and I'm standing by Tua by doing something that he won't do, so we are in lockstep on this. He doesn't want to be the bad guy, so Old Tobes will be the bad guy. And the Dolphins, in the number one move you can make to show your disappointment with your organization, the Dolphins have been unfollowed on Instagram and Twitter. You're welcome,
Tua.
They're
not going to notice. Their social media person is not going
to notice. You're welcome. Oh, they'll notice, dude. They'll notice.
Because the first thought in their mind is Brendan Tobin.
Trust me, when they go to Old Tobin's account, they're like, what are they talking about today on Tobin and Leroy? And they're like, oh, not mutual? Yep. I'm going to try and DM Old Tobes. No, you can't.
By the way, that is the title of that hour. Tobin follows the Dolphins till they pay Tua.
Yep. You're welcome, Tua.
I can't believe, of all of the owners and organizations, the amount of money that this man has invested into that area and this team, that's what you call it cheap?
Cheap, dude. Where's Tua's money?
A little grin.
Where's Tua's money? I don't follow Stephen Ross if he had Twitter, but the old don't have Twitter.
Well, that goes to me. That's a good segue to me.
What do you got? All right, oh no.
All right. Me. Yesterday. I was kind of sad looking at all these fathers with these lame gifts that they were getting. You could tell they were like, I'd rather be anywhere in the world right now than getting some of these lame gifts. I'm just saying, my peoples. Oh, that's what I'm saying. So, all right for me not getting lame gifts on Father's Day.
My son made me a coaster. He goes, you know how you like to drink?
He tried to. No, but you know what? That's what you do. You try to set up the whole moment. So he says,
Tommy is never disappoints.
You know how you like to drink?
Did you like that?
I did like it.
That sounds like at some point in your childhood, that's what you did.
Hard to say.
Yes, sir.
Hard to say.
You know,
how's your, what's your oh no, Vlad?
Tobin, yep. I'm not going to give you the oh no. I'm not going to make it.
Never been a clean sweep
majority.
Before.
I got to give it to Leroy for not knowing who he's following.
Yep.
Leroy, I don't follow the Dolphins. Oh, let me check if I follow the Dolphins.
Come on.
Oh, wait. Jennifer just said thank you to me. I just got it a week later. Wait, I do follow the Dolphins. I also follow the Cleveland. Wait a minute. I'm following 434 people.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know because he doesn't know how to use Twitter.
Come on, Leroy.
Yeah, come on, Leroy.
I've known him for a couple of years. At least. He decided to follow me now, okay?
Yes. She sent me a text. She goes, thank you. I'm like, for what? You finally followed me.
Every tag I've ever posted.
In fairness, you did have like a one old account, and I don't know what the hell happened to it, and then you had a new one, and I can't distinguish which one is which still.
Well, because the other one got hijacked. So then I had to do another one, and now they get mixed up, so I just stay off Instagram.
Yeah, well, so you get my own now.
Was it you or somebody else?
No, it was me.
Oh, no.
So I got a burner account that I'm unaware of.
Oh, my God. You're the KD of the station.
Yep.
No, but he knows. I have no idea. I got a random account out there that I don't know what to do with.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow. It would be like, it's like when Patrick Mahomes rocks in with the dad. That's how he should be. He's Patrick Mahomes. Like, if Mrs. Mahomes goes to Patrick and goes, cleanse? And he goes, why do I need to do that? Like that's how it should be.
Wait.
Because he's right.
Time out. Can I have a dream scenario here? Can I have Patrick Mahomes talk to Doc Rivers?
Doc, your wife ever put you on a cleanse?
Every day she got me on some kind of cleanse. Mental cleanse. Food cleanse. You know, I had to take this job so I could go and eat me some meat.
They tried to give me cleanse over there with the LSU, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. They let the Tiger go Tiger.
Coach O came out of nowhere. Coach O.
He's never been on a cleanse. There's no way.
And wait, he be wearing little bitty bathing suits with a tank top. Like, he need to be on something. He does not care. If you go to the strip club for their lunch buffet, you're going to get lunch buffet strippers.
Some good food, right? Man. Some good food.
There's got to be some that swap schedules though, every now
what?
And then.
No, you can, no, why?
It's the afternoon into the evening shift. Yeah, that's the shift you
There's got to be a stripper they bring in like Ryan Lomberg that just they haven't had on the bed, but like she brings the fire to the stage.
Oh, they
you
have
know?
Guest strippers.
Yeah.
They have guest strippers.
You know what they called? Feature? Mothers. They're called mothers whose kids are getting off school at 3:30, and they got to go pick them up.
Trying to beat the daycare rush?
They're trying to beat the daycare rush. That's what that's called.
What's wrong with you guys?
Hey, ain't nobody spoken untruth yet. So, like, I don't know what, like.
I don't know. I'm not lying in. Yeah, they're called mothers.
The number one sports adjacent show in America. Hawk and Crowder with Solana and the Great Jimmy. Sports talk, In-N-Out burger discussions, and what happens to milk on the moon. Weekday afternoons beginning at 2 on AM 560 Sports. WQAM. FM 99.9 HD2. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Text WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line at 30556.